Thank you for joining our first call for the Task Force on Capacity Building Activities. My name is Fahad Babayan, and I work for ICANN as a stakeholder engagement coordinator. First of all, I'd really like to thank you all for joining the task force. The task force on capacity building activities has been part of the it has been one of the initiatives that were born from the Middle East strategy. Without talking further, I would like you all to first mute your lines if you're not using the line, just to ensure that the quality of the call is as clear as possible. On today's agenda, we have four agenda items. So let's start with the first agenda item, and that is a welcome note by the steering committee. So the Task Force on Capacity Building Activities has a steering committee that consists of four members. So one member is Christine Arriba, the other member is Ali Mishal, the third member is Fuad Badwa, and the fourth member is Charles Shaban. And I believe on today's call we have Christine and Fuad from the steering committee. So starting with ladies, Christine, the floor is yours. Would you like to address the members, please?
Yeah, thank you very much, Fahd. And I would like to actually to welcome everyone. And I'm really impressed to see all this momentum in the region and people interested actually to join this work. And it's I think it was a wonderful decision to open up to the stakeholders in the region. And I just want to say that capacity building is obviously a track that has been well noted all through our work during the strategy working group, and because it is an activity that needs a lot of attention in the region. And I really don't want to go into the logistical details. There was already a couple of that sent by you, Fahd, through the welcome note. And But I want to stress on two issues that from one side, I think we as a group should be very innovative in terms of what we should do for the region. I think we should think out of the box. There are so many initiatives that are being done all through the region and outside the region for capacity building. I hope we can actually focus on the areas that were identified as areas that need further development in the region. So so I don't really want to take out a lot of time from the call because I would like us to get into ideas and substance, and I think the whole idea of this first initial call is just to get acquainted to each other and then maybe start right away with ideas and discussions how we want to move forward. So so that's for now, and I'll join in to the discussion later. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Fuad, would you like to add anything?
Thank you, Fahad. First of all, an apology to everyone. I'm actually traveling between Afghanistan and Pakistan at the moment. So if you hear some really loud noise or announcements, I'm at the airport. First of all, I would like to welcome all of you onto the Task Force for Capacity Building and Awareness. That as Fahad has shared and as Christine has already shared, that this is an important initiative which spun out of the Middle East Strategy Working Group. For the moment, I think Fahad has already shared the objectives that we are to achieve for the year 2014. I myself is more geared towards public policy and internet governance, and that's where I'm going to be sharing a lot of input and preparing the activities. On the other hand, this is going to be it's going to slowly gain momentum, and there will be lots of activities happening within this year, inshallah. And we'll be working in basically dividing it into two groups, which is the instruction group and the curriculum development group. And I just look forward to work with all of you. Thank you so much.
A welcome note from ICANN. So ICANN's Vice President of Global Stakeholder Engagement to the Middle East is our good old friend, Bahar Ahmad. So Bahar, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Fahd. Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining the call, and let me also join my colleagues and in thanking you for accepting to join this this effort. This task force is in fact one of the outcomes of the Middle East engagement strategy that was concluded about 6-7 months ago, and we started implementing it in July 2013. And the strategy has identified a number of strategic areas for ICANN to focus on in the Middle East. The three areas were the main industry development, DNS stability, security, and internet governance and multi-stakeholder model. And as you can see, the capacity building issue seems to be a cross-cutting issue across the three strategic areas. So in each and every area, there's need for more awareness for developing capacities and skills in various technical policy, business, legal issues or tracks. One of the things I want to say about this task force in particular and the importance of the task force is in providing us as members of the Middle East Strategy Working Group with some guidance about how to implement the recommendations set forth in the strategy about capacity building. We have a number of recommendations. We have a number of planned activities to be conducted over the next couple of years. And we need some guidance as to how to do that, how to implement the recommendations in a way that serves the community to the maximum. Just also to be clear, I mean, there's one part in this or in these recommendations which, to me at least, seems to be straightforward, like the normal capacity building activities from workshops to training programs. To me, this is more or less business as usual, and ICANN will continue to do that in cooperation with other stakeholders from the region as well as from elsewhere. There are other important issues that we need the task force to help with, particularly in drawing some guidelines or plans for developing skills in the different areas of the DNS and the internet governance ecosystems, to develop those skills at regional and national level. And just to give you one example that also came out of the strategy, one of the recommendations of the strategy was to develop and implement the train-the-trainer model, which simply means, when we go to country X or country Y in the region and we're doing certain activity and we need, instructors or experts in certain areas, oftentimes we, look for those instructors to come from the U.S. or from, the West in general. Although in some cases we might have those capacities in the region, but we might not have their contacts or might not know how to reach them. Or in other cases, we don't have the capacity in the region. So how to develop those capacities in the region and how to engage them in the ecosystem of ICANN, ISOC, and, the internet governance at large. This is something that we need to implement. We count on you and on your deliberations to advise us how to implement such a model. And again, the model, you know, is not new. We know about it. Some of us might have been involved in implementing similar models in our home countries. So we need your help in telling us, advising us, and guiding us on implementing this model for and across the whole region. So once again, I'm going to thank you for taking the time to be part of this effort, and I'm going to turn it over to Fahad to continue the call. Thank you.
Thank you, Bahir, for that introduction. Okay, so the third item on the agenda is a quick update, or let's say a quick introduction to the Middle East strategy and the working group, and I'll be providing you with that update. So actually, Bahir mentioned many of the items that fall into the Middle East strategy working group. So let me add on to what Bahir mentioned, that when the Middle East strategy working group worked on the strategy, and they came out with the items for the fiscal, let's say, implementation plan items for the fiscal year of 2014. One of the items that occurred in the implementation plan, or let's say that came out of the implementation plan, was the formation of a task force on Arabic internationalized domain names. So that was actually the first task force that that was born from the strategy, and they've been working since early October of 2013. One of the milestones we have achieved so far is a document called a generation panel document that lists all the, let's say, the characters of the Arabic script that can be used in registering domain names. Of course, the task force on Arabic IDNs is working really hard. And I believe that the Arabic script community is the first community to actually have a generation panel document submitted to ICANN. Other linguistic communities, such as the Chinese, such as the Chinese, Japanese, and Korean, such as the Cyrillic, et cetera, they have still not started working on their respective generation panel documents. One interesting fact about the task force on Arabic IDNs is that of course, they have 21 members, and most of them are actually new to IDNs and new to the ICANN process. But frankly speaking, they have been doing a great job, and they have managed to build a lot of momentum. And I really envision something similar to the task force on capacity building activities. Of course, this task force has also 21 volunteers, many of which are new to ICANN and the ICANN process. And I really look forward to working with you in the coming weeks and months and hopefully years. And it really all depends on you to come out with top quality capacity building activities. As I can, we are here to support you all. So if you have any requests that can fall within our margin of being doable, we'll be more than happy to accommodate that. Now, on the final item of our agenda, we would like each and every one of you to present yourself to the members on the call. You can speak. I mean, and what do you envision for this task force in the coming months or even years? Of course, I have the names listed with me, and I will be reading them randomly in no specific order. So may I give the floor first to Mr. Wael Nasser?
Yeah, I'm here.
Would you like to talk a little bit?
Well, I don't have much to say. I just want to learn about. I'm here today just to learn more about what will be the plan for the for this group. I mean, what work will we do? And I can help. I've been in this business and in this industry for like since the year 2000, and I'm now with a company in Los Angeles, Wise Docs. We're working on TMDs. We have some TMD projects in the Middle East. And one activity that I'm doing, that we are doing here in Bahrain, is that we want to do a TMD conference in Bahrain around November. And I met to one of the Bahrain Internet Society members. I think he's on your steering committee, Mr. Ali. I met him last week, and he's interested that this group would be involved in arranging this conference. That's about it.
Okay, thank you, Wael. Rafi Sartani?
Hello, Fahad, hello. My colleagues, I don't really have much to add in terms of where I see things going. I've clicked and joined in today to see where this group is going and then from there see how I can help an input with the group and see how we can all move forward in making our region a little bit more aware of what's happening in the internet governance sphere. But I'll leave it there and I'll wait to hear from everyone else.
Yeah, thank you, Rafid. Hisham Abu Yazid.
Yes, hello, Fahd and everyone. Like others, I really look forward to contributing to this work. I apologize if the sound quality is not that great. My connection today is giving me a hard time. Like others have mentioned, I look forward to mainstreaming our work in this task force and to help the Udinese get not just aware of what is happening in the internet governance sphere and ICANN's work as well, but also to mainstream these activities in their activities as institutions in the airport and, of course, the Middle East at large. I leave it at that.
Thank you, Sham. Anne Akman?
Yeah, hi, everyone. I'm waiting currently for the Doha project of the new GTLD. I just hope that the Middle East strategy working group recommendations would have something over here for new GTLDs. And I look forward to understanding what are the exact tasks or recommendations from the main working group that we are going to be applying over here in the task force. I'm more than willing to contribute once I understand the things that we need to get involved in. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anne. Tijani Benjima?
Okay, thank you. My name is Tijani Benjima. I am from Tunisia. I am the executive director of the Federation of Mediterranean Federation of Internet Associations. I am at the same time the vice chair of the at-large advisory committee in ICANN. And the chair of the capacity building in at large. I think that the first thing we have to do in this task force is to define the needs, because if we know the needs, we will perhaps be able to define what kind of capacity building we have to give and to whom we have to give it. So first, define the needs. And I think that there is a very large array of capacity building types. The same capacity building cannot fit everyone. So for me, the first thing is to define the needs and define the population to which those capacity building programs will be implemented. And then we can begin to define a program for capacity building for the region. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Is there anybody else on the call that I did not call his name or her name?
Yes.
Who's that speaking?
Yes. This is Saif Ahmed from Iraq. Hi,
everyone.
Okay,
Saif. Please. Hi, Saif. Please take the floor.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum.
I want to thank Fahd for the introduction and Mr. Bahar and Christine for their efforts to develop the Middle East region and internet capacities. I know Bahar from a long time, about 4 years. He helped me especially to change the outsourcing, the IQ from USA to Iraq, So we have here in Iraq a good knowledge about CCTLD management, the registry and registry operation. But what I think is what the challenging for us is the internet governance issues and about it and what the difference from the internet government and government. I think it should focus on this because it's a challenging issue for the community here. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Saif. Anybody else on the call?
Yes, Fahd, this is Adil.
Hello, Adil. Please take the floor.
Hello, Fahd. Hello, everyone. Well, actually, it's a little bit hard to answer this question, especially what, after what everybody had said, but for the last couple of years, I've been involved a lot with DNS and Arabic IDM security and open source, either operating system, open source operating systems, or open source application. I think that security, especially, and open source applications and operating system can be a very good start for us, either preparing curriculums or starting to give lectures to the community. This is all I can add at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Adil. Anybody else?
Okay.
So I think that's it. Would anybody like to add any comments? Christine, Fuad, in your capacity as steering committee members, Baher.
Fahad, this is Fawad.
Please.
It's really good to hear from the members that have joined in our task force. I look forward to having somehow all of the members join in on one of the future calls. I'm also looking forward to meeting some of the members at the DNS Forum in Dubai. Maybe Fahad can also give a brief on that as well. As far as the activities and the plans of the task force are concerned, they are derived from the Middle East Strategy Working Group, which covers nearly 22 countries, which is the Arab world plus Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran. And we further extracted the plans for the year 2014. And Fahad can circulate a document which actually contains the plans that we look forward to implementing. And the activities of the two groups that we're going to divide these members into are going to actually focus on helping build the curriculum and helping design the training programs and the trainer activities around those. So most of those things have been already sorted out. And as you will get the opportunity to read the document with the plans, there will be more clarity. As Fahad has already shared, that yes, it's going to be a very needs-based approach. It's going to be targeted at populations. It's going to be mainly surrounding the activities of the plans of ICANN for the region. So I look forward to working with all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Fahad.
This could allow me, Christine.
Please.
I just wanted to join also for Ed and all the others. First, I thank everyone for all the ideas that were put forward, and I think the ideas are all great. It's defining the needs, as Tijani was saying, is one thing that was mentioned many times as we were looking at the strategy and the implementation. I just think that maybe we want to make a couple of milestones for ourselves for this year. We derive them from the implementation plan, if you want, and maybe work on them and work on the two tracks of instruction and curriculum as we have those goals in mind. Like Baher mentioned, the issue of train the trainers. I would also like to mention the other issue that was put forward within the implementation plan, which is setting up a summer school in the region for internet governance. So I think if we can actually address two objectives concrete with milestones, with dates, and we developed as we go all the related academical issues, I think that could be beneficial for all of us maybe to, you know, achieve, as well as prepare our institutional material as we go. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. Please, Tijani, take the floor.
Tijani. Okay, thank you. I will continue on what Christine just said. And as a starting point, may I propose an action item for a survey to define the needs? So if we can already decide to prepare a survey so that we will draw the needs for capacity building in the region from this survey. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Bahar, would you like to talk about the Middle East DNS Forum?
The Middle East DNS Forum, again, it is one of the recommendations of the Middle East strategy. It's the forum itself aims to become the place for the DNS community of the Middle East, DNS community, be it registries, whether C's, CCs or G's, registrars, potential registrars, any business interested in internet business or particularly the main name business, policymakers, civil society and end user groups and so forth. So it's in the developing world where they have annual events for registries and registrars, the thought was that the Middle East also deserves this kind of platform. So we're going to have the first version of this forum next week in Dubai. It will be on 3rd and 4th of February. It's going to be an annual event held each time in a different country in the region, in the Middle East region, and targeting mainly the stakeholders of the region with an aim to build bridges with the international community in this field. Just to give you a snapshot, of course, you can go to the website. We have a dedicated website for the event. It's ME for Middle East, DNS F for forum, so it's one word, mednsf.org. If you go there, you'll find more information about the event, agenda, speakers, and so forth. The topics mainly focus on new GTLDs, registry and registrars, strategies, business models, and marketing and branding strategies. We have a number of breakout sessions as well that will be more or less like roundtable discussions around specific topics divided into technical policy and business tracks. So this is what the forum is about in a nutshell. Of course, for those who will be able to join us, we look forward to seeing you. For those who will not, we are going to have remote participation, and we will shortly put the link of the remote participation on the website. Thanks.
Thank you, Bahar. Would anybody else like to add anything before we wrap up the call? Without hearing any, I guess that's the end of the call. I would like to thank you all for joining the call, and I really look forward to working with you in the coming months and years. And if you have any questions, any concerns, please feel free to address them to me, to Bahar, to anybody you'd like. Thank you so much, everybody.